So this is my day today. I played bumper cars. I'm actually still in the car. Started off this morning with me going the wrong way on the bypass. Instead of towards work, I went towards my grandma's house. Apparently I just needed some comfort. And then, as I'm pulling through to where there's construction, we're down to just one lane, a drop-off, and, well, a barrier that if you run into, you're probably going to be smushed. I see a cop car pulling up the entrance ramp, and he is clipping along, and I thought to myself, well, my goodness, if he needs to get in front of me to get to wherever he needs to be, I need to slow down because there's nowhere for me to pull off for him. So I slow down, he whips in next to me and just stops. I thought, because right then I hit the world's biggest bump, and I actually thought I ripped off a tire. It was kind of exciting. So I'm driving as I hit that bump, think, and drive. I look over. There are, and I'm not even kidding, 10 cars. 10 cars to the side of the road with all of them taking off their front driver's side wheels. And I thought, oh, yeah, I might have really hit a tire there. Feels okay. So kept driving another quarter mile. There are 6 more cars to the side of the road. Same thing. Front driver's side. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I'm feeling pretty much okay. Another quarter mile. 3 more cars. Side of the road. Whatever that was, it knocked out, in total, according to the newspaper, 50 cars got damaged. So that was fun. Then I hit the Michigan line, and there's a guy behind me, 6 inches behind me. And he swerves to the next lane, and then he swerves back behind me, and he swerves to the next lane, he swerves back over. I actually need to be in the lane he's in, but he keeps swerving just as I'm getting ready to switch lanes. He keeps swerving over and being just not quite far enough back. He would be up to my back quarter panel, so I couldn't really get over. Finally, he swerves behind me, and I thought, that's it. I'm going over. I need to be over there. So I went over, and he swerves right behind me immediately, almost clips my car. And then he swerves back over into the other lane, and then he swerves behind me, and I was like, we're done. I slowed up because there's nobody else except him near me. As I slow up, and he flies past me in the pitch dark morning, in the rain, at 30-some degrees when there could be ice on the road, and we're passing a bridge, over a bridge, where they ice first, he's texting. Yeah, so when I got to work, I thought to myself, wow, kind of a miracle I'm here today, because, well, most of the universe seemed to be conspiring for me to be elsewhere. I just went ahead and counted myself grateful.